Last year, Rangel began a shift to a comprehensive fee and rate schedule, slowly pulling utility rates out of borough code and putting them into a 20-page long document with the borough's rates for everything from the cost to open a graveyard plot to the water bill for a bakery. Now, once a year, the borough assembly reconsiders all the rates and fees at once. Since it's the first year of this fee and rate schedule, there are some changes coming. Finance Director Mason Villarma explained there'll be about a 10% increase per month on an average Rangel utility bill.
This would be a $34 increase monthly, a $410 increase annually, which truly is about a 10% increase overall.
Assemblymember Dave Powell said it's not ideal, but if Rangel sets a pattern now, there won't be huge utility rate hikes in the future. It'll be steady and predictable.
I would rather they see this once every year than us do what we have done. Like we just did on our water, is you went 7, 5, and 5, 27% 3 years. I mean, I don't want that on my utilities 4 years from now. You guys come up and go, I'm off the assembly, and you go, well, guess what? We let it off for 4 years, but here's 35% now.
Well,
and I'm retired.
At a work session earlier this month, Finance Director Villarma explained the borough's proposed fee and rate increases are mostly to help combat aging infrastructure and prepare for the future.
A couple quick questions to ask is, do we need the same stuff that we did 30 years ago? Do we need the same amount of trucks? Do we need the same buildings? Can we do it more efficiently? And if so, are we generating enough income to sustain our operations currently?
The borough hasn't been keeping up with the slow deterioration of buildings. So instead of putting money away a little at a time over decades as buildings depreciate, many of the community's public facilities are at the end of their useful lives with no money to repair or replace them.
Obviously, sales tax and property tax are our largest revenue drivers, but barring those two, our enterprise funds are the biggest revenue drivers for the borough.
Enterprise funds are accounts that are supposed to be self-sustaining. In theory, Rangel's utility funds should take in enough in electricity, water, and sewer bills to pay for the cost of services without dipping into tax revenue or other outside funding. But that hasn't been the case.
As you guys know, like the narrative for the last 50 years, really since the 1970s, we've been heavily reliant on state feds, and the community of Rangel's never really paid the true cost of services. We know that to be true.
Thus, the rate hikes. How the increases break down for specific utilities varies a bit, but the big picture is 5 to 50% raises on all sorts of rates and fees around town. Mayor Patty Gilbert told borough staff she wants to be able to show concerned citizens what the borough is doing to lower its own expenses. She also wondered about ways to help utility users save money, maybe an additional tax-free day in town or a new, smaller trash can size with less frequent pickups.
One thing that strikes me, looking at it as the public will, the only thing that public has control over is their electrical usage.
Yep.
The other rates are flat rates.
But even ordering trash cans comes at a steep price nowadays. Public Works Director Tom Waiter said 50 new, small-sized trash cans could cost upwards of $10,000. Assemblymember Jim DeBoard also floated the idea of implementing a summer-winter system like the one used in Sitka, where rates are higher in the summer to catch the seasonal tourists and lower in the winter. Ketchikan also recently implemented a seasonal sales tax system. Ultimately, Gilbert said raising rates is a hard move to have to make in the broader financial climate.
Mathematically, I understand all of this, and I know it needs to be done. But emotionally, it's tearing at my heartstrings because we've all experienced this massive inflation. I don't see it getting any better anytime soon.
Looking beyond next year, Villarma's model proposes a 5.5% increase to most utilities each year. He says that'll keep up with inflation while rebuilding borough reserves to allow for long-term planning.
If we don't at least match inflation, which this is a proposal that basically does that,
yeah,
we're kicking the can down the road to the next assembly, the next manager, next finance, whatever, and they're going to inherit a bigger mess. And we'd kind of be foolish to do that. That's just not advised. It should not at least match inflation.
Rangel cannot continue down the path it's been walking when it comes to utility rates and maintenance, Villarma said.
Projects have to get done that we slate and budget for. Otherwise, the liabilities continue to grow to the point where it might just not, we can't do it. And what does that mean? What does can't do it mean? Does that mean catastrophic failure? Does that mean all our water lines just crumble?
At some point, those projects will have to be funded, he says. It's better to prepare for the future than deal with disaster. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.